It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Bro, did Brett direct this episode? Because I was falling asleep like Tiffany.
Hey!
There we go.
We do call you Sleeping Beauty. That is your nickname. We have always called you that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember when we met at UCB, the way we met was like we were doing a reading of all the sketches, and all of a sudden everybody heard snoring and they started laughing. They thought it was like an improvised bit. Then they looked over at you, dead asleep.
Yes. Dead asleep. Yeah. Yes. I had been pricked by some poison that a witch gave me, and her name was Maleficent, and I fell asleep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what happened.
That's like a fairy tale.
That's the story of Sleeping Beauty, right? It's Maleficent pricked poison. Is that what happened? Is that how it works?
I think so.
Angelina Jolie shows up somehow.
There's a big emphasis on Maleficent.
Has anybody ever? Did anybody ever see those movies?
Disney adults had to have seen those movies, right? They had to have.
I don't even think they've seen those movies. Were those movies tax write-offs?
Probably, or like renewing the IP.
Or renewing for Maleficent? Why do you need to renew a Disney IP for Maleficent?
Well,
public domain?
Well, yes, because they expire after a certain number of years. That's why they like remade Lion King and they remade Little Mermaid and all that. Like it wasn't just to do a live action version, it's to renew it. So that,
yeah, need to keep Maleficent. Everybody loves her.
Hey, you never know when Maleficent is gonna be big.
Oh, okay, but okay, I get one Maleficent, but didn't they do two Maleficent movies?
I don't know if they did a second one. It was completely off my radar.
Didn't they do Maleficent 2? Maleficent 2?
Maleficent 2.
Maleficent 2, Mistress of Evil, released in 2019.
Maleficent 2, it's time time for breakfast.
Maleficent 2, here we go again.
Maleficent 2, Back in the Habit.
Yeah.
Maleficent 2, The Lost World.
Maleficent 2, Desolation of Smaug.
Maleficent 2, Judgment Day.
Maleficent 2, based on the novel pushed by Sapphire.
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah. They made two Maleficents. Wow. Who saw these movies?
Wow. Not Tiffany, because she probably fell asleep.
When is 3 coming out? Okay. Hold on. Here's the article.
It's a trilogy, is it?
Yeah, Maleficent 3 potential release date. Here's on my favorite website, digitalspy.com.
Oh, wow.
Think of it. Hope it's probably a Russian website.
Do they sell spy gear there?
Yeah, they do. So you can spy on the Maleficent filming going on.
Very cool.
Potential release date. We don't know if she's back yet. Despite various reports that the threequel... why are they calling it a threequel and not a trilogy?
Because they're stupid, Max.
Or is the third movie in a trilogy a threequel?
I thought it was the third, like in Shrek.
Yeah, I thought it was the Shrek, the third quel.
Yeah. Or Forever After. Forever After is when it gets to 4.
Yes.
That's what you call a pair of, or a group of 4 movies.
Well, it seems that this movie might come back. So. Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to see Maleficent, the third movie.
Yes.
I'll see that. I won't see the first two, but I'll see the Shrek the Third quel of it.
Yeah. The third one in a trilogy is usually the best horror.
The best one.
Jurassic Park 3, Return of the Jedi originally, but also the third episode 3. I don't know what that one's called.
The Jedi's Awakens?
The
Sith Awakens?
Wait, which three, one? Episode 3, the one where he murders all the little kids. That's what it's called. The one where he...
Oh, are you talking... Oh, the real episode 3.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. So there's The Phantom Menace, The Clone Wars, and... why are you making me blank on this?
I can't remember.
I know it.
It's Sith. Something Sith.
Something Sith. The Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
I thought we were talking...
We live in hell, don't we?
Yep. It is Revenge of the Sith. I thought we were talking about episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. Also a very good movie.
Oh my god.
Really good. Okay.
Too many sequels.
We have to talk about Love is Blind at some point.
All right. Do we have to?
No, this episode's really bad. It's really boring.
It was boring, but we're going to make it fun.
We're going to make it fun, guys. We're going to power through.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Get ready.
So, did you notice what the title of the episode was?
No, I didn't.
I made a mistake. What'd you think it was?
Week three vlogs.
Yes, I made a mistake. It was the producers like forgetting to create some drama. I made a mistake casting a guy that lives in Portland when everybody is supposed to live in Seattle.
Okay, and Arizona too.
Yeah, I know. What is happening?
Like, isn't the whole point of doing it in one city so that people don't have to have long distance relationships afterwards?
I don't want that drama.
It started with SK last season, and now it's like they're getting looser and looser with what they're allowing.
I don't want that. I want the drama to just be around like getting married. I don't want it to be like we might not be able to get married.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a
someplace differently.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like a logical or rational reason. I want it to be a messy reason.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like, whoa, we probably shouldn't get married because we live in different states. Because, like, yes, that's a normal reason that people don't get married. You know,
it should be like, and I don't want to hear. I just met you a few weeks ago. It would be ridiculous to get married now. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, no
logical crap. Just give me the messy stuff, please.
Please.
So annoying.
Yes. And just so people know, we've seen this episode. We've seen episode 7. We have not seen episode 8. So no spoilers in the chat, please. And we're going to try not to talk about next episode. But as we did, we just mentioned Micah has a property in Arizona. We might, you know, go a little bit into it. You know, there we go. Arizona really came out of nowhere. Portland, Kimberly says, yeah, Portland isn't super far, but Arizona came out of nowhere. Portland is still 3 hours away, and it's still throwing a wrench in the equation. I just wish it wasn't there. I just wish it doesn't make any sense. They're all supposed to live in Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's dumb. It throws a wrench into things, for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of throwing wrench into things, I really like watching people pack.
Rack it up, pack it up. Zip it up, back to the top, here we come.
Feels good to be me. I never feel more like me than when I'm packing my suitcase, because it's all of my favorite things that I'm putting into one little box. It's me. It feels good to be me.
Yes. How did you feel about the packing song?
I think that it has potential to make the LIB orchestra, but I don't know. It might be one of those late additions.
Okay. How does it compare to this picking up the laundry song from the pilot of Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson's The Newlyweds?
Pick it up. Come on. Picking up the laundry.
Yeah, I think the picking up the laundry song is a little bit better.
It's way better. It's way better. Especially when you have that image of like all the laundry piled up in the foyer area that they had, and Jessica's just staring at it going, what are we supposed to do with this? Folks, we covered that pilot on our Patreon, patreon.com/realityalert. That was a fun episode.
Yeah, what a show. Maria's been reading Jessica Simpson's autobiography. A lot of fun stuff she's been showing me about.
Is there about Nick? Cliche.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff about Nick. I can't think of anything specifically, but it's just quite the relationship, you know? Yeah, so did you know that Seattle was called the Emerald City?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
When I went back to find sound bites, Nick and Vanessa, they call it the Emerald City. I missed it the first time.
Why? Because it's so green? Because there's probably because it's lush with trees. It's
lush. It looks like Oz and the Wizard of Oz. Maybe Oz was based off of Seattle.
Yeah, it's defying, probably.
It's defying gravity, Ben.
Yeah, probably. There's lots of witches in Seattle with their brews. It's
wicked sick. Did you get all my wicked references, Ben?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I really liked this from Nick and Vanessa.
Five couples got engaged and fell in love sight unseen, although one of those relationships seems to not have worked out.
We don't really know what's going on with the other relationships, but we see that one of them isn't still together. We don't really know what's going on with them. We're just here. We don't see them moving into one of the houses, but the producers haven't told us anything.
Oh,
yes. Zach and Bliss, they are together. We are in the Starbucks that they are at, of course. It has to be a Starbucks. Bliss asks how the trip was, and you know, Zach lets her know that it was shit. Irina treated him like shit, and that Bliss was the girl that he really should have been with. How do you think that
he was like, the whole trip was shit? I went parasailing and it wasn't even fun. It was really boring.
Yeah, I know. I went off-roading, really doing activities, you know. It was mainly just Irina with a pillow over her head, not listening to him.
On the I did hear, like, for behind the scenes when they did go parasailing, they were as far away as they possibly could be on the parasail, like really spread out between each other.
I heard she cut the rope and just fell into the water in the middle of the parasailing so that she could get as far away from him as possible.
Yeah, that's why she was limping in that one scene after.
Yeah. Yeah, I love how Bliss is just kind of annoyed with him the whole time. She's like, I guess it's nice that you're in love with me, but I'm still pissed off at you.
I'm still pissed, but you might be able to break me down a little bit and propose and get me back on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Because, you know, I'm still really desperate, just as desperate as I was to be on this show, because I'm still really desperate to get married, because we're all really desperate, because anybody would be really desperate to get married who would go on this show, as you recall, as you are still really desperate to get married.
I like Lord of the Rings now, just for you, Zach. It's Elden Ring? Okay. So I watched all those movies for nothing. God, this is the guy. Yeah. This is the guy I have to be.
People say Zach is a liar, but I think Bliss is a liar. She says that he doesn't give too much eye contact, and that is just false. This guy is a starer. Okay. He's a certifiable Starry McGee. We all know it. He gives too much eye contact, and she says no.
Okay. I love that. I just love that he asked her in the first place, because it's still so freshly insecure, you know, from Bliss telling him.
Am I a cartoon? Am I?
Hit me over the head. Will birds fly? Will you see birds flying in a circle above my head?
See, I put a bike pump in my mouth and tried to inflate myself into a human, but it wouldn't work.
Uh,
Well, at the end of this, we don't know if they're going to see each other again. Oh. I don't know if we'll ever see them again. I don't know. Will they want to be on TV more?
I don't know. Will they get those extra followers? We don't know.
We don't know.
Are you getting those followers?
He must know how fucked his law career is. So he's like, please do another scene with me. Please. This is all I have. Chelsea and Kwame, they eat takeout and they talk about putting dishes in the dishwasher and he wants her to flush the toilet after she pees.
Yeah, well, she's not potty trained fully. She's still got to get rid of Baba first.
Baby steps, literal baby step. Literal there. Baby steps.
She's okay? Getting there. She's got getting... it in the toilet. She just don't still doesn't yeah, okay. Want to flush.
You should be
once
thankful.
She gets rid of Baba, then she'll figure it out, I think.
Yeah, please be thankful. Okay, you all right. You got engaged to someone with a fucking baby blanket, okay? Just be thankful she knows how to use the potty, all right? He's very patient with her.
Max, I have a very serious question for you.
All right, I have a very serious answer.
Do you know how to vacuum? Do you even know how?
No, I don't know how to use a vacuum.
Do you know how to do it? Like the steps, all the steps that it takes.
You
take the cord.
And right? You stick it up your butt.
No.
No.
That's not what a butt plug is, Max.
Vacuum. Is that the thing that you bite? You bite the vacuum?
Yes. When someone wears a crop top, you get really excited and you bite into the vacuum.
Okay. That's what I thought. The vacuum, yeah. Is the vacuum the thing where, like, you do the thing with your mouth and you go... That
yes,
thing?
That is a vacuum. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what a vacuum is. That's good.
I liked, too, when she said... when Chelsea in the scene said, home is when I am with you. And I was like, wait a minute.
She should make music.
Yeah, wait a minute here. We've already had one song stolen and claimed to be someone else's. Now we're doing it with Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
And that's not a thing. Chelsea Sharpe and the Baba Zeros.
And the Babas. Chelsea. Okay, I would go see Chelsea and the Babas live.
Chelsea and the Babas.
I love, Lady Gaga got really confused and had her open for her. It's Gaga and the Babas.
Our souls are intertwined and my vagina's wrecked. Something, something.
By the way, were you getting any Jarrett vibes from Kwame here just because... All he wants, like he just wants to get back up to Portland to get his Xbox.
Yeah, he talks about his Xbox a lot.
A lot. He's really obsessed with that Xbox. I was like, oh, this is just like Jarrett.
I have to say,
Jarrett, like, all he ever did was play.
In the early days of a relationship, I'm not like super into my Xbox. That's not. Yeah, like in the early days of your relationship, you're not thinking, I need my Xbox.
Yeah.
My honestly, Xbox.
It kind of killed my video gaming a lot. Like I stopped playing a lot when I got into a relationship. Yeah.
The Xbox. No. Yeah, Nicole's impressed that you know Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, Ben. What movie was that in?
Oh, who knows?
We're Slumdog in here.
That was an extremely popular song when I was in college.
Ben, so are all of the songs that we generally talk about.
I don't know.
Kimberly says maybe his Xbox is like his Baba.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's the original Xbox.
in, but he calls his box box.
Yeah, she calls box yeah, box.
The box box and the baba.
It's the original Xbox from 2001. It's 22 years old. He got it opening night and he met Bill Gates. Paul and Micah. Micah brings up the whole Irina thing and is like, Irina said she was attracted to you. Do you know why she was into you? And Paul says she was handsy at the pool and didn't think of anything of it because Zach was right there. And Micah says it put doubt in her head because of where they were at, Ben. Doubt. Meryl Streep. Adams. Was Amy Adams in that movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amy Adams and Philip Seymour Hoffman. May he rest.
Yes. I've seen the play. I didn't see the movie. I'm sorry.
The movie was good. I haven't seen the play. I haven't seen the play.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I liked it. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's great. Excellent.
I'm really excited for Doubt 2 Judgment Day, though.
It's going to be really good. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they resolve it. Micah's like, I'm just mad at Irina now, you know, which is boring. You should be mad at both of them. Paul is culpable too. Why? Because I said so.
Oh, yeah. What, is he culpable? Show me the footage of him near the pool. Show me. It's gone. It's been destroyed. There's no evidence of it.
I know. It's fucked up that the producers are so on Paul's side.
I will say, like, Micah saying that she doubted, it made her start to doubt. It's like, but you were kind of doubting him before that, right? Like, remember when you were flirting with Kwame? You were kind of doubting
him. We were holding his hand, right?
You all of a sudden seem to like Paul a lot more now that Irina made a move on him.
You seem to like Paul a lot more now that Kwame refuses to talk to you.
Yeah. Pretty much.
They kind of dump on Zach a lot. They're like, yeah, Zach's a joke and he's really easy to laugh at. You know, I know we all laugh at Zach because he's such a loser, but he's our loser. Irina can't laugh at Zach. Only we can.
Only we can bully him.
Yeah. Because he's Paul's friend. And I'm his fiance.
She's like, yeah, I feel a little bit guilty about laughing at Zach so much, but also kind of not. Because, like, look at him. Like, you're supposed to laugh. He's a cartoon character, so.
Yeah, Michael's like, it's not right to bully or say mean things to people. And I've never done that.
Yeah.
Did you see that Michael put out an apology on Instagram? Did she?
Really?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
We'll be talking about that on our Patreon.
Yes.
On Love Center.
I mean, it'll kind of be like old news by the time we do. Very old news. It'll be like a week old. But
maybe she'll have another apology.
Have another apology for this week's stuff.
Yeah, for this week.
Yeah, yeah. She apologized not only to the people on the show, but she apologized to all of the viewers for what she did.
Wow. You know,
Yes.
She addressed the internet just like Zenob.
Yeah, just like Zenob for what she did to us.
Yes.
Yes. I think she should have been meaner and it would have been more interesting. If we had had two people at Irina level.
Yeah.
I just got to say, like, I people have been like, Micah is so mean. Like, I just thought that, like, the Irina level of things really distracted me from Micah. I'm like, what did Micah do? Like, I don't even notice. Like, I don't even think about Micah.
She laughed along.
It's like the Mad Men.
She gave into the peer pressure is what she did.
Yeah, it's like the Mad Men meme. I'm like, I don't even think about it. You know, it's like, I don't even, Micah? Like, I don't really think about Micah that much. Like, whatever. Yeah, and then it seems like her and Paul are going to take their relationship to the physical side of things.
Oh, so wrestling.
Lift weights. Yeah.
Oh, like they're going to lift weights.
Yeah. Jackie has a lava lamp.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
How about that?
We never did get to hear the color. Gonna be scratching our heads for weeks on that one.
Yep. Tiffany doesn't like that Brett gets water on the floor. That is the most.
Uh-oh. I think we have an odd couple situation happening. I think there's going to be tape down the middle of the living room, dividing sides of the house. Here we go, folks. This is going to be fun.
Do you know what we need to do? Throw a fucking raccoon at these people. There's no conflict in the relationship. What is happening?
Somebody throw a raccoon in that shower, you know?
There's someone in the chat whose name is Baba Jane. That's cracking me up. Baba has come to life and is in the chat. Oh my god. Baba is here.
Baba, I want you in my arms.
Baba. So Paul and Micah, the next morning, they had sex. We learned that they're going to talk to Irina and Zach. Okay, so we go to Chelsea's apartment, and this is very, a lot of this stuff is very expected. Morning affirmations on the mirror. She has lucky girl Chugi. All over.
I was going to say Chugi because it's not lucky girl.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. She needs to have a list of lucky, of lucky girl syndromisms.
Yes.
She needs to update that. A pillow that says love. Where are the live and laugh pillows?
I know. They probably, you know, she decided she only wants love. She doesn't want the live and the laugh.
How can you love without living and laughing?
She wants a very serious relationship.
This is it's tacky.
I liked her moi sign. There's a sign.
Yeah, I did know. I did see them. It's weird that it was with a U and not a W, though.
I like it, though. It's moi? It's like French. Moi. It's a moi.
Oh, moi. Moi. It's not a moi. It's a moi. Moi. Oh, it's like a French kiss. I get it.
Yeah, her ex was controlling over the way she decorated, or that, like, the decorating of their previous place.
Yeah, yeah.
Now she's able to finally do her Barbie dream house.
Yeah. He was like, I would like her apartment to be not tacky, and she was, and it was, he was very controlling.
I don't see the need for a pool in our living room with a little slot that's bound into it. I'm sorry.
He's like, I would like half the things in the apartment to be pink. Can we negotiate? And yeah. Now everything can be pink.
That's right. Folks, check out Barbie when it comes out in the theaters, directed by Greta Gerwig. It's going to be great.
Chelsea says she's very thankful to Kwame so she doesn't have to FaceTime her friends while she's eating dinner. I am so thankful that people don't FaceTime me when they're eating dinner. I don't want to watch you fucking eat.
It's like having to listen to someone's dream. Like, no.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big pet peeve of mine. I don't want to watch you eat. Like, gross. And also, like, I don't know. Just, like, watch TV while you eat, you know?
Yeah.
Also, why do we have to FaceTime? Just, first of all, finish calling and then call me. Why do I have to look at you? Like, why do we have to FaceTime all the time? I know what you look like. Why are we FaceTiming?
Why do I have to watch you with a bib around your neck eating Gerber's applesauce and like,
Oh, yeah, you know that she FaceTimes all the time and we know what she looks like because we know what she puts Baba under her head from that social media image we discussed on Love Center. And she's like, I'm with Baba.
Milk.
Yeah, she's very codependent.
Yeah. She can't sit in silence. And you don't have to either. There's a thing called the television. You can listen to music. I recommend Weird Al to listen to while you're eating spaghetti alone. Then you can think of all these
Edward
funny
Sharp
things.
And Weird Al. Yeah.
Then you can think of all these you know, funny jokes about food. You know, my lasagna. Right?
Brett and Tiffany, can you believe that? No conflict. Everybody loves Brett. He loves her friends, and everybody is so happy.
I do. The one thing I took from this scene was that She does seem to have a condition where she falls asleep all the time. What is that condition? There's a
narcolepsy.
Yes.
She has narcolepsy and everybody thinks it's a joke, but it's not.
It's not a joke.
Get this lady to a doctor.
The Love is Blind social media, they dropped this video of an interview with her before the show went into production where she was talking about, she was worried that this was going to be a problem, that she falls asleep so much, that she was worried that it was going to happen. And then it did. So this is like clearly an issue in her life. She falls asleep during everything.
Well, then she shouldn't have gotten with such a boring person who's going to make her go to sleep.
I know. Earlier, she was like, I wish I had a TV in the bedroom. I was like, if you use the TV to go to sleep, don't even worry about it, because Brett, he'll put you to... He'll knock you out like Zeke.
He's like, don't worry. You put all your attention on me. I'm like, that's not going to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, put all your attention on him and then you'll go right to bed. No problem.
I do think it's destiny that they were meant to be together, though.
Looking at the stars.
Oh, my God.
And the stars lined up. They were ours. You said you'd fly with me to Mars if the world ended tonight.
I love it. You're getting married. Oh,
what a song.
Get back down. Make them babies.
T Swift couldn't have done it any better. I tell you
that. I think she might have ghostwritten that one. That's a really good song.
Yeah, she definitely
the stars took them to Mars or whatever it was.
Cracked that me sounds up. Like Taylor Swift lyrics. It really does.
That's beautiful, man. Wow.
One of her friends is extremely intense, by the way. We have
Taylor Swift's friends? Yeah. Her name's Lena Dunham. She's really intense. She's part of the squad.
No, not Lena Dunham. The one who she said she's giving away to Brett. She's giving her away.
Oh, yes.
So she's going to, I assume she's going to walk Chelsea down the aisle instead of her father.
Could happen.
Or not Chelsea, I'm sorry, Tiffany.
She's like, I'm giving away all the women from Love is Blind.
Yeah. They're all my babies.
How about Micah and Irina at this bar?
I like how you totally skip Zach and Paul.
Oh, that happened? Oh, yes.
It was such a boring scene.
Oh, no, actually, Paul talking about what he loves about Micah is really weird. Let me play this.
Dude, there's honestly like quite a lot. The principal thing is her perspective. The way that she sees the world is so close to mine. And it's just kind of this like underlying understanding that like life is chaos and that we got to do the best with the hand that we're dealt. And I love that. And I also like that she's not overly analytical like I am. So she like really brings me this joy. She meets the minimum criteria for the perfect woman.
The minimum criteria.
Not the maximum. She is not the perfect woman, but she meets the minimum criteria. I ran an algorithm last night, and I would say she fits my model on the minimal scale. And I would say that suffices me that I could marry her if forced to by my degree with the model that I ran. Thank you for viewing my presentation, Zach. Thank you very much.
He's such a romantic. Oh yes. God. Zach, you've got me swooning.
Are we getting the vibes that Paul likes Mike? Mostly said likes, not loves.
You know, I does he have the ability to love? I don't know. Does he meet the minimum criteria for being able to love someone? I don't know if he does.
It's what every woman wants to hear, isn't it?
Also, by the way, having these two in a scene together, I get it now. I get it. They do look alike. And I kept thinking, you want to know what kept getting into my mind? I was like, are these guys going to renovate a home at some point? Because they look like the Property Brothers.
They do.
I couldn't quite put my finger on who Zach looked like. He looks like he looks like Zoe Deschanel's
husband.
That's
what they've been saying. We need Zoe Deschanel there.
We need her.
I don't know if they're married, by the way. I think that they're just dating. Have they married?
I Can you married.
Confirm? I don't know if they've married.
Let's look it up.
It's embarrassing that she went from Mr. Death Cab to a property brother, by the way. Come on. Really? Him?
I know. Him? The property brother?
A property brother? Don't even know his name.
It's funny that, like, a big time, you know, A-list Hollywood person is like, ooh, if I married this guy, he can flip homes with me. For some reason, I like the idea of an A-list celebrity, like, wanting to quit their job to go into flipping houses.
She likes it for more than that, for what's on the inside. He's also a brother. He's not just a property. He meets the minimum value of a property flipper and a brother.
Yeah, you're right. I believe they're just dating. They're just dating.
Yeah. Okay.
She's had two failed marriages, so she married someone after Ben Gibbard.
Who did she marry?
Jacob Pechenik.
Who the fuck is Jacob Pechenik?
I have no idea.
Wow.
No clue who this guy
good
is.
To know.
Oh, he's a CEO. He's got a company.
Good for him. Wow. So Zach, it's very clear that he wants to marry Bliss. You know, it's clear. Paul and Micah, you know, he at least minimally wants to marry Micah.
Yeah.
On a very minimal level.
Well, I think for Paul, partially of what it is I think that people will view him more normally if he gets married, and he can still moonlight as a serial killer.
I was going to say a serial killer.
I think it's like a cover for him. Yeah. That way he can still murder. That way he can still do his Bundy thing, you know.
That's very hot. People talk about how hot Paul is. I've seen comments on his Instagram like, you were crafted as the perfect man. Oh my God, you're such a dreamboat. And I'm like,
well, that's what's hot right now is you got Sexy Dahmer, you got you is big right now.
Yes.
That's Dexter is coming back.
That must be it, because I'm like, I know you might find him physically attracted, but what on the show made you more than physically attracted to him?
That's because she knows.
She knows he kills. That must be it. Because anything else, I'm like, I don't.
His algorithm showed that he would be in prison within 10 years if he wasn't married. But if he was married, it could be like 20.
We have a lot of things to talk about next episode regarding this.
I'm excited to
talk about this theory because it's true. Okay. Excited to talk about that. So Micah and Irina,
hi, you crazy bitch.
Does Irina project? That was just a general question.
Yeah.
Not
related to the soundbite.
No, just in general.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that wasn't related to the soundbite. Just so you know. So Irina like tries to make it friendly, but Micah, she gets down to the nitty gritty and is like, you know, you went behind my back, you did all this stuff, and Irina's
I can't believe that Irina of all people would go behind my back and be,
I know, Irina, I can't believe it. Saint. Oh my God, I thought we were friends. Best friends for life. This person that I've known for such a short amount of time. What else is going to happen on this crazy show with somebody I just met? uh,
I like how Irina said she wasn't quite sure if she'd ever make a move on Paul or not.
She's like, I don't know.
Just be like, no, I'm not gonna. Like, you're good. You're my friend.
Yeah,
like,
she's I don't know what I would do.
You know, I haven't plotted yet how I'm going to ruin your life.
Yeah, so I don't want to
thinking about it.
I don't want to tell you something that's not true. Because it's not like I've ever done that before. So,
yes.
I'm going to lie to you again.
I've already helped Paul with a couple of kills. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting close in that way.
Yeah. I like how Irina says, you don't have to worry about what I feel about Paul. And like a response, I could literally give a fuck. I know he's not interested.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
He's not interested in sex. He's interested in murder.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, she's like, do you think, Marion's like, do you think Paul and I could like spend time around each other? Mike is like, no, I don't think it's going to happen. But
do you think we could get some one-on-one time, me and Paul?
Yeah.
Do you think you could make us a reservation at the most romantic restaurant in town, please?
Yeah, Nobu, please.
Nobu. Fucking Nobu. This whole show's a fucking advertisement for fucking Nobu. And they're obsessed, too. Like, all these Love is Blind people get cast. Like, I don't know if you've seen them on social media. They're always going to Nobu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not just Nobu, Chicago. You know, all the Nobus.
Well, it's a very popular restaurant.
I know, but it's. I feel like it grows the, you know, the popularity because of Love is Blind.
Dude, everybody wants to go to Nobu, bro. I'm going there tonight, man. You're the one missing out.
I'm the one missing out.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to Nobu. We're doing an ad break right now, and this podcast is brought to you by Nobu.
and Calvin Klein.
Yeah, hopefully the producers will bring them all together, though, at a pool party. It has to be a pool party, though.
Yeah. I'd like to see everybody eating at Nobu in their Calvin Klein underwear. That's what I want.
Yeah, please. Okay, though. Jackie and Marshall. This man is making strawberry and raspberry compote.
And pancakes.
And pancakes. Yeah, but there was a compote. That really impressed me. The compote.
I mean, he's... This is... Lock this man down, Jacqueline.
But Ben, I have to dock points.
Oh no.
He used non like maple syrup. He used like the Pearl Milling Company syrup.
Right.
He used like the corn syrup. Why wouldn't you buy maple syrup? Like you make all this nice food. You're not gonna get the good syrup? Like what's happening? I'm gonna have to dock points. Like what's going on? I want maple syrup. I want grade A to triple A. I want dark or amber.
You're sounding like bougie. You sound like bougie Brett right now.
He made compote. You're gonna make compote. You're gonna get all this good stuff, and then you're gonna get the not good. You're gonna get some paltry syrup.
Seattle's it's close to Canada. So you'd think that they'd got some...
You can get some better syrup.
You think.
On some better
syrup. I will say in Colorado, nobody gives a shit about syrup. And that, like when I moved to New York, I was like, oh my God, like they have like so many different kinds of syrup out here.
It's yeah.
Like, not at all on the shelves. Out here, it's just like, yeah, it's Pearl Mining Company or like one of those big ones. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just once you have a
nobody taste... Nobody cares.
Once you have a taste of the good maple syrup... You don't want to go back. Maple, okay?
It's another advertisement for maple syrup.
Just maple brand maple syrup. You know the maple brand? Maple brand syrup. That's MAPLE.com syrup.
Yeah, she says she feels like she's in a restaurant. Which restaurant in particular? Does it start with the word no and with Nobu?
Dude, Nobu has the best compote.
They're cute together. They're cute. I like them. I like them. I hope they get married. I really do.
I don't know. She every scene that we see now, she just kind of seems unhappy.
Yeah, I don't think that's anything directly due to Marshall, though.
No, but it seems like she's always unhappy.
Seems like she's got a lot of stuff to work out in her life. Yeah.
Yes, and it seems she has a lot. We know that she has a lot going on back home from the stuff that we've heard in the press.
Well, maybe I'll amend what I said about getting married. I hope they stay together.
Yes.
That's what I hope for her and Marshall. Yeah.
Yes, because I'm like, I know she has a lot, you know, her dad has cancer, we know her brother just got out of prison. She has a lot of stuff going back at home. She seems very stressed out. It's very reasonable, but it seems that he is like always trying to like help her out and stuff, which makes a lot of sense, and he's very patient, but we're not seeing a lot of scenes of them just like enjoying their time together, which might be true and happening, but I'm like, I'm like, where is it? Where's the joy? You know,
it does seem like their edit right now is mostly focused on like her not being sure if she can commit with everything, all the chaos going on in her life at the moment.
Yeah. That
seems to be the sole focus of their edit currently.
We're not getting like the Brett and Tiffany like joy and just like them like having a good time.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Or the other people like having a good time and then something comes up. With them, it's always like something's going on with Jackie, Marshall being patient and trying to help her, then like maybe a little bit of good time, you know? Like everything kind of starts off with like something's wrong with Jackie. It's just kind of the edit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do wish.
Well, and we'll get more into it in the next episode because there's definitely a lot more to it in episode 7.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So we get to Chelsea and Kwame, and apparently she didn't share with her dad the details of the experiment, because why would you tell your parents what's going on?
Why would you tell your mom and dad you're about to get married?
Yeah. Or that you might, you know, why would you tell them, especially if you apparently have a relationship with them? That's what's weird about it. I'm like, So if you don't have a relationship with them, I get it. But if you do, why wouldn't you just tell them? Because they would stop you? Because they wouldn't? I don't know. The whole thing's weird to me.
Do you want the real answer?
Yes.
She's embarrassed.
Oh, okay. But her parents let her keep Baba.
Yeah, and look at what it got them. Now she's going on reality TV shows.
Yeah, but they let her keep Baba. They should be okay with anything. What's the problem here? They let her keep Baba. Her parents will accept anything she ever does.
Well, the father is very accepting.
They're very accepting. They let her keep Baba. Okay?
This is a really great cliffhanger, because I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, oh my God, you know, if this dad is going to scream, he's going to get so mad. He does not approve of this one bit. It's going to be so good, Max. I can't wait for the beginning of the next episode.
Yes.
Talk about it.
I thought maybe it was going to be that they both have the same dad, because both their dads are named Charlie. I thought that's what the cliffhanger was going to be.
Oh, that they're blood related.
I don't know, not blood related, but, you know, maybe adopted related, you know?
It's like a Game of Thrones situation.
It could be adopted. You never know. Because they're like, oh my God, your dad's name is Charlie. And then it's cliffhanger. How amazing would that be? And it's like, dad? Charlie?
Or no, yeah, at the same time, both of them go, hey, dad. And then they look at each other and they go,
I couldn't imagine. I mean,
that sounds like a TLC show already.
I couldn't imagine why there was a cliffhanger about this. I mean, I could, but you know why? And I couldn't imagine. I mean, how big is Seattle, and how many people are named Charlie these days? You know,
everybody who isn't Charlie these days.
I've never met a Charlie in my life. You know. I like when he lectures.
They do call Emerald City is one nickname, but I've also heard Charlie City before.
Charlie City, the city of Charlie's, he like talks to her about positivity, and he is lecturing her, She says, I love me a good Kwame lecture. And then he's like, you lecture me too. And then they kind of argue about who gives more lectures to each other.
Yeah, they lecture to each other about who gives more
lectures. Yeah, they do like a lecture off. And I'm like, well, you guys wouldn't lecture to each other so much if you weren't so obsessed with affirmations. You know,
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
you both want each. I'm like, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but you both want affirmations from each other a lot, and you both want positivity, and you both really want each other to reinforce each other. So yeah. you're going to get each other giving you long-winded speeches where you're explaining
right.
how you feel and building each other off, and it's going to come off as lecture sometimes.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly.
You're building in lectures to your, in your relationship.
I couldn't have said it better. And of course, it's going to be in like, of course, that's going to happen when you're being pressured, when you have this small window of time to get to know each other. And it's like, I really need to be affirmed by you that this is going to work because we're about to get married.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, like, of course, the lectures, quote unquote, are naturally going to
yes.
come out of that. Yeah,
but I do think that Kwame does like soapboxing, particularly like in the pods. You can see that he loves giving speeches.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. He does.
I do want to say that, but I do think lectures are like, yeah, when you're so into, he's like, I love how much you affirm me, please. And then she has to give like a speech. You know,
yeah,
it's totally built into your relationship.
Yeah, it's the name of the game. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Didn't realize Maria girlfriend is in here. Wow. Neither of them seems the most interested in compromise either, which could be another factor. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Definitely coming up next episode. Total cliffhanger.
Yeah. I'm sure we've got plenty to say about that. So
yes.
we'll save it for the next episode. Yeah. but yeah, let's get to it. Because I'm excited. It's this... Episode 7 is better than this one, so we'll have a little more.
Nothing beats this episode, baby.
Nothing beats this episode.
I love hearing people talk about, who's going to, what do we do about cleaning?
I like to have on record which cast members know how to vacuum and which ones don't. So this was good.
Do I stick my dick in the pipe? What do I do?
What?
I'm trying to understand how to vacuum.
How did the dick come in?
I don't know how to vacuum.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, let's end it. Let's end this.
All right. You guys, don't miss out on Love Center recording on Tuesday this week, but we already recorded our first week of Love Center. It's our weekly recap show. Subscribe at patreon.com/realityalert. Great way to support the podcast too. First tier starts at only $5, and we've recorded over 50 other episodes for a bunch of other stuff that you can catch up on. And subscribe to us on youtube.com/realityalert. Follow us on Instagram at realityalertpodcast. Great memes. Our bingo drinking game is up there for this week. Tons of fun stuff. And Twitter at @realityalert_. Okay, see you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Rack it up, pack it up, zip it up, back to the top, here we come.
Feels good to be me.